You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The University Advisory Group, headed up by Sir Peter Gluckman, made more than 60 recommendations to improve the fragmentation, poor governance, and funding woes of the university sector. Sitting above them all was a highest priority call to set up a standalone government agency to administer separate strategy and funding for universities. The government has said no. Tertiary Education Minister Shane Reddy's priorities instead include the following areas: lifting student achievement, maximizing impact and innovation, or the ability to commercialize research, increasing access and participation for students from all backgrounds and regions, and boosting the international education sector to help improve economic growth and the country's university rankings. I spoke to the Tertiary Education Union spokesperson Sandra Gray about the government's response to this report and whether it will change the tertiary education sector fundamentally to respond to the persistent challenges that have affected New Zealand's universities. The University Advisory Group, headed up by Sir Peter Gluckman, recently released a report, and the government has just put out a response to that report saying exactly what they're going to be prioritizing. What I wanted to understand is the Tertiary Education Union's perspective on both the UAG report and what the Minister Shane Reddy has put out as the government's response. Could you give me some insight?
Absolutely. Look, I'm going to go straight to Shane Reddy's response because, of course, it's the government's response to the report that really matters to staff and to students. And I'm going to say it's a real mixed bag. First of all, no one is going to argue with Shane Reddy about ensuring more students study, more students complete their courses. It's how you get that happening that we might differ on. And I would say one of the things that's needed right now is more support to students so they are not struggling to pay the bills, not having to work 30 hours a week just to make ends meet so they can prioritise their studies. So if you want more people studying and you want more people completing, you give them decent support as students. So we're going to agree with that. We want more people getting access to transformative education opportunities and we want them well supported. We don't agree with the Minister's decision to basically set up an advisory group which he will control, which will determine what happens to the universities and that the Vice-Chancellors will sit on. The UAG report said something quite different. It said have some academics and some lay people putting together a strategy and being the strategic head of the university sector. What the Minister's done is given himself more control over the sector, and that's not good for the country. We want our universities to be independent and step away from the state so that if we have to critique the state and say the government's not doing a good job, we can. But if he's controlling everything as a minister or the next minister controls everything, how can we claim that we've got institutional autonomy? And I say that's not good for anyone. In terms of commercialisation, of course we want universities involved in research, which helps us as a country and increases our innovation. But it's very narrow on what the minister's looking at, as opposed to what the UAG said, which is we need research of all types in New Zealand. We need good social science and humanities research. We need good scientific research. And not all of that is commercialisable. I mean, some of that research will never earn a dollar, but it will help make better lives in Aotearoa. It will help people live better lives. So we need that research as well. So there is a bit of a mixed bag in there, but I think the big missing piece is, where is the money, Minister, for good quality teaching and research to ensure staff aren't overworked and to ensure that students can focus on their studies? That's the question that is still missing from this whole piece.
Now, notably, part of this report proposes a slightly different governance structure to how universities are operated, and you've outlined that the minister has rejected those proposals and has instead consolidated more authority within the state to regulate how universities are governed. Notably, though, in either of those conversations, the Tertiary Education Union and staffing and teaching staff, research staff, have not been identified as key stakeholders for either governance proposal. What do you have to say to that?
Well, it's always been the case that occasionally governments remember that students are important voices in this, but they don't see the staff as an important voice, and it is to their detriment. The staff of the universities, whether they're librarians or professors, whether they're technicians or, you know, they work in administration, know what's needed to support students. They know what's needed academically. Politicians just don't know that stuff. So we need to make sure that the governance includes staff and student voice and includes it genuinely, not just as a kind of a last thought. We want our academic communities and staff and students to have academic freedom. We want them to be able to speak out. We want them to be able to study all sorts of things that they are driven to study and to research. And that won't happen if you don't let them have control of the institutions.
One of the biggest challenges to the tertiary sector has notably been that universities have to meet certain performance criteria financially, right? They have to, display budget surpluses, and that has often in some ways halted and necessary investment from universities as well. What do you have to say about the financial structure of the tertiary sector? Is that fit for purpose, or is it an outdated model that needs changing?
Well, the UAG report itself says we need to move away from the kind of bums on seats, more students means more money approach to funding. We need to think more strategically and more collaboratively as a sector. We'd agree on that. You know, we're a small country, 8 universities. Let's all work together to deliver what's best for Aotearoa. But to decide that, as I say, that would have to come to staff and students being fully involved and the community and iwi hapu. This is not something that a government alone can do. Overall, New Zealand invests less than most developed nations in its tertiary sector, and it is showing. And the report said that. The UAG report said staff are overworked, you know, that students are struggling to survive financially. So one of the things New Zealand needs to decide is, do we want a world-class university system? We currently have one, but it is now so stretched, we're seeing a slide in international rankings. We need to decide whether New Zealanders deserve quality tertiary education, and then we need to tell the government to put the money in.
That was Sandra Gray from the Tertiary Education Union on the University Advisory Group's report on wider challenges facing the tertiary education sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.